The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about the concept of bowing down on a stone floor, and it quotes a pasuk in Vayikra which states, "Ve'evin maskis lo yisidnu ba'artzechem lehishtachavos aleha." One may not bow down on a stone floor. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it is permitted to bow down on a stone floor, which is in fact the continuation of the Gemara. Aleho yata mishtacha ve'ba'artzachem. In your land, it is prohibited to bow down on a stone floor. Avalata mishtacha ve'alavonim shel Beis Hamikdash. But it is permissible to bow down on the stones of the floor in the Beis Hamikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, one would fall to the floor with his hands and feet spread out in Davin Hashem. This is not done today since we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah tells us that otherwise this is prohibited, as is stated in the Pasuk mentioned, that on a stone covering you shall not place on your land to prostrate yourself upon it. Chazal enacted that one is not allowed to bow on one's hand and feet, called pishut yadayim viraglayim, even without spreading one's feet, if one's face is towards the floor. And this is called, the terminology of Chazal, even maskis. In order for there to be an issa deraisa, two conditions must be met. Number one, the person must be kneeling while spreading his hands and feet. And number two, it needs to be on a stone floor. However, bowing on the floor without spreading one's hands and feet, or spreading one's hands and feet but not on a stone floor, is forbidden midrabbanan. Kneeling without spreading one's hands and feet on a non-stone floor is mutter. This issur applies to both men and women alike. The minig of many is that women do not kneel to the ground at all on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur during the Musaf service. The reason that some say for this Isser is that it is the way that the non-Jews bow to their gods. The Chinuch states that the reason is that one who sees someone kneeling to stone would think that perhaps he is bowing to an Avodah Zarah, to a foreign god. Some say the reason is that kneeling should not be like bowing in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash should be unique. Based on this, one should spread something out in between his face and a stone floor when kneeling on the ground during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If this is not possible, then one should bow on his side so that his face does not touch the ground if it is not a stone floor. One is allowed to kneel towards a stone floor if his face is not near the stone floor. Let's talk about what kind of stone floor is prohibited. Some poskim state that marble has the same halacha as stones in this regard. However, kneeling on bricks is of no concern. One should treat stone tiles placed on one's floor just as stone with regards to this halacha, and would therefore be prohibited to bow down on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on a floor which is made out of stone tile. Furthermore, even a stone, which is not made, a floor which is not made of stone, should still have the same halacha as stone, since there may be some stone underneath the floor. In addition, cement is viewed by the poskim as stone with regards to this halacha. And many say that even if the stone is not attached to the ground, it is still usher to bow down on stone. Steps made from stone have the same halacha as regular stone, and is therefore prohibited to bow onto a step, as well as asphalt is also considered stone. Today, the minhag is that one should not kneel on any floor without a hefsek, without a separation between himself and the floor. Therefore, even if there is a permanent carpet on the floor, one should still place a separation between him and the floor. What kind of separation is required? As mentioned before, when kneeling with one's hand and feet spread out, one must place some separation between his face and the ground. It may be made by placing grass, a talus, or any other material between one's face and the floor. However, the clothing that one is wearing is not considered a proper separation, a proper hefset. Others say that placing one's hand under one's head is not either a good hefsek. However, a transparent material, such as a nylon bag, does suffice for a hefsek between one's hands and feet and the floor. Even if the separation has holes in it, it is still considered a separation. An area rug which is removed to be cleaned from time to time is indeed considered a good separation, and no additional separation is required. As we mentioned earlier, the minhag is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to prostrate oneself on the floor during Aleinu of Rosh Hashanah, during the Musaf service. Some say that since during Aleinu and Rosh Hashanah we do not bow on the floor, no separation is needed. However, we do have a separation since the custom is that kneeling on Rosh Hashanah during Aleinu is the same as on Yom Kippur when we kneel on the ground. Before the tzibur, the congregation, prepares to kneel during Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, many people pass out paper towels and the tzibur places them under their knees during the bowing process. This is not done for any halachic reason. It is done in order to ensure that one does not dirty his pants. All sources say that a separation is required between one's face and the ground, not a separation between the knees and the ground. Now, some say that falling on one's knees alone is going in the ways of the non-Jews, called chukas ha'akum, and it should be avoided. When kneeling during davening or Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, one usually uses his talus as a separation between his face and the floor. Some say that doing so is a disgrace to the talus. It is not kavod. However, the minhag is that doing so is permitted since one is not actually dragging his talus on the floor. In addition, it is being done for the purpose of a mitzvah, which is to kneel to Hashem. Now, the above mentioned iser is only if one has intent to kneel. Therefore, if one is allowed to bend down on his knees in order to give his child a bath, for instance, or to take something out of the refrigerator drawer in a casual fashion. In addition, when doing exercise, for example, if someone's doing push-ups, one places his entire body toward the floor, or when one is doing yoga practices, for instance. Doing so is not an issue since one does not have intent to actually kneel to the ground. One is permitted to daven at a cemetery while looking at the gravestone, and there is no concern that someone will see him as davening to the stone itself. The reason is that it is a well-known practice that one is doing so for the honor of the deceased and not to bow down to the stone. Some are of the opinion that based on Kabbalah, on mystical sources, one should not sit directly on the ground without any separation. And some say that this is only if one sits directly on the ground. Therefore, there are those of the opinion that since our homes are covered with stone or wood, etc., there is no concern. However, others do not make this distinction and prohibit it in all cases. And there are all others who, al pi Kabbalah, according to mystical sources, will, in a bungalow colony or camp in the sorts, will not sit directly on the dirt without a separation.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.